are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic and Nathan with you, and just because the Browns have a bye week on November 10th, it does not mean you have to be without football. So join us at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton for the Browns bye week bash. Fans wearing Browns gear get $11 admission from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. and have the opportunity to meet alumni Leroy Horde and Dick Schaffraff. They'll be there from 1 to 3 p.m. and Brownie the Elf from 3 to 5 p.m. Visit ProFootballHOF.com for more information. Also, the United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and wealth. Join us and live united at UnitedWayCleveland.org. All right, Dave DiNatale.
Yes.
What you got for us,
Bob? All right, let's start. Again, you can always tweet the show at Browns_daily. From Aaron Gast, what happened to the days when 1,000-yard running backs got everyone on the O-line a gold Rolex, talking when we were referring to the incognito story during After Further Review?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. You know what? I know those stories. I remember back in the day. It started to really come to fruition during that quarterback class of 83 when you had Dan Marino, John Elway, Jim Kelly, the Hall of Famers who came into that as they were into the league. And I think to some degree you had Joe Montana, you know, in that that group of players. Bernie Kosar certainly came in the mid-'80s where they were getting the bigger money that quarterbacks at the time. That's when quarterback salaries especially started to really skyrocket overall, and you had a highest player in the league almost by the week, depending on whose contract got negotiated. And they were buying various gifts. And I remember, you know, Jim Kelly, what he would treat his linemen to. I think when I remember getting off-the-road vehicles and different kinds of things. And sometimes the quarterbacks had these promotional deals with somebody who would give them products and good, and then they'd just share them with players. Or restaurants would give them different things, and they would be generous with that. And you remember Dan Marino's famous isotoner commercials?
That's what I'm talking about, the isotoners.
He bought them for his offensive linemen. Said, I mean, they made a commercial on it.
He said, you take care of the hands that take care of you.
That's right.
That's right. Been our motto.
That's right.
Go ahead. That's right. You know you need some gloves.
I you know, I mean, my Christmas is coming, birthday's coming. Sure, a pair of gloves.
Those kind that have the little fingertip things. I'm not sure. I guess we got to ask Carly about this, but there's gloves that you can use for your iPhone and stuff. Where you
texting gloves?
Should men wear those?
Yes, they're an essential because they have the Under Armour ones.
All right,
now.
Quick question. Because I know you're Mr. Fashion. Do men? Would you wear those, Nathan?
So I have a couple. I have one pair. I have one pair that's
of texting gloves.
They would look just like normal, good winter.
I see the white tips though on the finger.
Mine don't have white tips. I have spider ones, which are the
you would
that are like what the you know snowboarding. They're black and the tips are black, but it's soft right there, so you actually can like feel what you're doing. It's just soft right on the tip of your finger.
What else?
You would never know if you looked at him. You'd have no clue I could text him.
From Aaron Mall, we have some key players on the last year of their deals. Do you think we can keep them all? Hashtag go Browns.
Well, the cap room's there. It's just got to be the desire to keep them there. And, you know, some of those players you're hearing, like Alex Mack's name would be in that conversation. I'd see him as a keeper. TJ Ward is a guy, in a contract year. So, hey, and you play accordingly. You play and respond accordingly. So far, I'm not sure that anybody in that prominent group is not someone you would keep. There's going to be some you're going to let go. But I don't it's not because of the finances. It'll be because you value where they are. You've created enough that cap room to do that. So, all right. This was a fun show. We want to thank some people. Want to thank Tom Withers for being with us, for being part of this. Jameer Howerton and Christian Yount. Thank you guys. Well, I want to thank who else? We got to thank Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, for the whole After Further Review stuff that we got from him. Carly McCord, for all her tweeting, and she'll be producing that Browns Daily Wrap that you'll see on our website a little later today. Make sure you check that out. Callers, thank you. Tweeters, thank you. All right, Nathan, that's about it.
It's a good, solid Tuesday. We're rocking and rolling
for
here.
For a bye week.
Tuesday?
And we got a solid rest of the week.
I told you.
John Clayton's coming on tomorrow. We got Steve Weiss from NFL Network on Thursday.
Pete Prisco on Friday.
Prisco from CBSSports.com. That's as solid a lineup
people
as you're
going to get. People want to be on CBD.
They do. They really, and when they walk around the glass and wave to us, you know what they're really saying? I want to be in there.
We want to get in there. We're jealous that Carly's in there right now.
Exactly. And they should be. All right. This was fun. We'll do it again tomorrow. For Nathan, I'm Vic, saying you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.